In our gospel this morning, we see two contrasts. The first is the earthly and heavenly things, and the second is about life and death. In the first contrast, Jesus talks about the things of heaven and the things of earth. This contrast we have seen before in Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus, when he spoke about the heavenly rebirth, but Nicodemus could not understand that, and he was talking about the earthly birth when he said, "How can I be reborn again as an adult like me?" But Jesus referred to spiritual rebirth. And equally in Deuteronomy, when we hear about the bronze serpent in the desert, Jesus spoke about that lifting up himself on the cross, but that was signifying a heavenly remedy from sin. In today's gospel, therefore, Jesus draws us to understand that what he has come to the world to do is to lead us back to heaven. Whatever earthly things he is doing is to draw us to understand that the greater love, greater life comes when we dwell with the Father in heaven. And therefore, his earthly ministry was to draw us to see the place that God has reserved for us in heaven. As he tells us in John, "Whoever wants to see the Father must recognize the Son. If you believe in the Father, have faith in me. For in my Father's house there are many dwelling places. And if there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." That is when Thomas asked him the question, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus declared to him and to each and every one of us that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. That is the reality of the gospel. Jesus wants us to understand that the goal is not here. The goal is heaven. The most important citizenship is that of heaven, not that of earth. The one we have here will pass away, but the one that will last forever is that of heaven. And that is the secret. That is where the secret of the saints was. They recognized that their citizenship was that of heaven, not of earth. And therefore, like St. Stanislaus, he did everything. He rejoiced in the persecution. "Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for the sake of Jesus, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Again, heavenly citizenship is what we all should work for day in, day out. Amen.